the season?
That's a possibility. Again, I don't want to say yes. You know, I don't want to say no at this point. We're still evaluating that. We just played the game yesterday.
Long exited yesterday's game with a shoulder injury. Bears head coach John Fox saying that they will likely know something about Long by tomorrow. That was the indication anyway. NFL firings. New York Giants head coach Ben McAdoo and GM Jerry Reese both out. On the Bulls in the NBA, hosting a non-stop Cleveland team tonight, a Cavaliers unit which has won 11 in a row. Washington, D.C. will be the place for the Blackhawks on Wednesday. Seven teams in the running for Japan's Shohei Ohtani, including the Chicago Cubs. And LaVar Ball has removed his son LiAngelo Ball from UCLA. Apparently, LaVar Ball thinks the indefinite suspension his son received for shoplifting overseas was unfair. That's according to TMZ Sports. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And it is tomorrow. Come out to Oak Forest Bowl, 15240 South Cicero, for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show with Lawrence Holmes from 6 to 10. You can win Bears tickets. You can watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. I'm Mark Rohde, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Anytime, you know, you kind of bring in new quarterbacks, you know, again, we all have to answer that, and we're all big boys, and we get it. You know, I'd like to have been more productive offensively, but the reality is we're kind of where we are.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. It's time to take this to the front office level, a scout's eye. Our guy, Greg Gabriel, joins us here on 670 The Score.
It is a built Ford tough Bears Monday on The Score. Greg Gabriel, who is on Twitter at Greg Gabe. You read his stuff at 670thescore.com. You hear him on these airwaves, also with Pro Football Weekly. Well, we've got your tweets from yesterday typed out here, Greg. So let's.
You're gonna haunt me with those?
No, let's take these in order.
Greg's a top five Twitter follow, by the way, in the city. For many reasons.
Some of these comments during the game. First, this was my personal favorite. This is a one win team that has totally kicked the Bears' ass. Bears players do not give a bleep. That's on the coaches. What did you see that told you, that gave you the indication that the Bears players don't care?
The effort. The effort level is not there. This is a San Francisco team that, you know, hasn't come close to winning, let alone, you know, one game all year, and this is a game at home. You should win this game. They're, you know, the bettors had the Bears as a favorite, and they didn't show up. One touchdown drive for the offense, and that was it. And that was a good drive. I tweeted out during that drive, that might have been Trubisky's best drive all year. I think he completed every pass in that drive, and the play calling was halfway decent. But for the rest of the game, you know, very nonchalant play. And where's the defense been? You know, that the defense the last 3 weeks has not been a semblance of what we saw first half of the season.
You know, I like to ask guys like yourself and athletes who have played this game, how does quitting or letting go of the rope manifest itself? And a lot of guys bring up stuff during the week. I never really hear it during the week or during game day, I should say. And we saw a little bit of that from the Giants, where guys are doing the Ole defense instead of hitting guys who are getting ready to run out of bounds. Do you see the physicality not there? Do you see them not being angry enough for losing? Those kinds of things?
You know, I'm not going to say they're quitting, because the easiest way to get hurt is to actually quit. Mm-hmm. But that superlative effort that you're looking for, the aggressive attitude, that run an extra step faster to make a play, that isn't there. You know, they're just, it's a whole bunch of things. You just see it that, you know, you're not playing, when guys are in it to win, they play very aggressive football, and they make the other team pay. If we haven't seen that in 3 weeks, you know, the disappointing thing about the season is that going into the bye week, the arrow was pointing up, and you thought, you know, this team's got a chance to maybe go 8-8. they've won since. And really, the play has been disappointing. It started at the Green Bay game, horrible in the Green Bay. They had no business losing that game. And ever since, you know, they gave Detroit a halfway decent game, but really, this team has been very, very disappointing all season long.
Talking with Greg Gabriel on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline, find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Two more tweets. Once again, the Bears keep running on first down. Awful. Loggins has to be the worst play caller in the league.
Yeah.
There it is. Evidently.
What do you want me to add to that?
Yeah. What don't you see from him as a play caller that you would need to in this second year?
Running on first down every single series. It's like, you know, earlier in the season, after the bye week, we saw teams were putting not 8 in the box, they're putting 9 in the box and saying run. And you can't run on them. And so you're putting the Bears in a situation where instead of staying on schedule, maybe being 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 5, they're 2nd and 9, 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8. And you can't win. That's putting a quarterback in a poor situation where he's got to make a play that's a lot more difficult to make than, say, 3rd and 3. And, you know, the onus goes on Trubisky, and you say, oh, he's not playing up to his number one draft choice status. No, he's not given an opportunity to play up to that status because of the way the play calling has been. They got to mix it up. There's nothing wrong with running on first down, but don't run on first down every single first down. You know, what did they throw, 2 or 3 times on first down the whole game?
I think 2.
Yeah, I mean, and you see this week after week after week. And the other thing you see is very slow developing passes. And they had in the one drive, the touchdown drive, they had some quick slant passes. One, there was one to Inman that I remember, and another one, and they had success. You never saw them again.
Another tweet. I'll be shocked if there isn't a coaching change this week. Well, we saw today. It appears that it's status quo. I don't know if you think that something can change throughout the week or if you are otherwise informed about what could happen. I think you're going to end up being shocked based on what we can tell.
Well, yeah, if it's going to happen, it was probably going to happen today, and it didn't happen. So, in fact, the Giants doing, you know, the Giants are another team that never makes a coaching change in the middle of the season, yet they saw the light and they did it because they had the wrong guy as head coach there and McAdoo. You know, I thought it would happen after the Green Bay game. Here's my thinking is that if the front office and the ownership is convinced that John Fox isn't the guy to lead this team, then why are you waiting?
Right. So the people that are texting, especially there's a 309 texter who's like, Goff, you idiot. Who's the coach? Who's the next coach? What do you evaluate or how do you evaluate differently when another person is brought in there? What's the positives from firing a guy the last 4 games left in the season? What do you learn?
I think you're starting to send a message to the players
exactly
that it's unacceptable, that their play is unacceptable, that the coaching's been unacceptable, and you better find ways to turn things around and up your effort level, or you may not, you know, you may be on the outside looking in next year because somebody's going to be here and they're going to look at the tape and they may say, you know what, we don't need this guy.
A lot of people talking about Tariq Cohen and the magical little punt return that he had. When you're scouting a player like that, my belief is, all those bells and whistles and trick plays and special things you have in your playbook are fun. But at some point, I need to see him line up and play big boy football and actually run regular plays and not have an opponent know when he comes in the game, oh, here it comes, be ready for this, be ready for this, be ready for this, that at some point, either you are a football player or you're a toy. Do you still think Tariq Cohen can be more than a toy?
Yes, but in fairness on that one, I think they've tried to use him in different situations, but you're right. They've used him more as a toy, to use your terminology. And a lot of times when they put him in the game, you expect what's going to happen, and they can stop it. Now, there have been times in the last couple of weeks where he has run the ball from scrimmage from the regular running back position, and I think you need to do that with him in there so that some of the other stuff works. But given his size, he is a specialist. He's going to be a player that, you know, like Darren Sproles was before he got beat up with the Eagles, and before that when he was with the Saints, that, you know, you could get big plays out of this guy. But you got to give him, you know, you want to give him 10, 12, 13 touches a game between returns, receptions, and carries. But you've got to use it in a way that when he's in there, you're not looking for a gadget play. You're looking for anything can happen. And that actually becomes then an advantage to the offense, not an advantage to the defense.
Defensively, some of the I call it slippage that we've seen over the last few weeks, how much of that has to do with not having the game plan for a guy like Leonard Floyd, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, there's other guys that are out too. Injuries play into it. But every team, especially when you get to this time of the year, the last third of the season, every team has injuries. You still got to play. You still got to try to win games. And the guy who's coming in to take the starter's place, then he's got to make plays. And if he can't make plays, then he doesn't belong in the league. You know, it's real simple. It's an evaluation process. You're either good enough to play in the league or you're not good enough to play in the league. And you've got to, you know, some coaches like to use the term next man in, and that's what it is. And if that next man is can't make the plays, he's not good enough. You got to replace him.
Let's zoom out of the focus for a moment here. And the attention will always go up a level until it stops when fans look for who's really in charge. It's the McCaskies. It's got to be ownership. And the fact is, last time there was a house cleaning, it did start with Virginia McCaskey, and that did catalyze what happened below her. So we can't really even joke about it because we know that was the mechanism for it. Yet, when they announced the search for a football guy, they bring in Ernie, of course, you know, the whole thing, and this was going to be your football czar, your guy in charge of all things football, and it ended up being Ryan Pace. So if we hold them to their word about when Pace was hired, that he had unfettered control of the football side of the building, is it fair to say right now, and do you know, based on your understanding of the current dynamics, is this Ryan Pace's unilateral, empowered decision to make about a coaching change, or must he run this by those above him?
I think he's got to run it by, and I think that is just about the case with any team in the league. He, you know, he might have final say, but he's still got to go to those above him and say, hey, I want to make a change, and this is why I want to make a change, and get the approval, and they're going to either go thumbs up or thumbs down. But in this case, we all knew going into the season that this was going to be a make or break year for Foxy. And I tell you, I mean, it's difficult for me to even talk about this because this is a guy I've known for probably 25 years, worked with for 5 years, and I'm really fond of. But at the same time, you know, it's a bottom line business. You got to win. And this team isn't performing, and he hasn't performed for whatever reason. And, you know, the fans are losing interest. You've got a quarterback that I think really has a chance to be damn good in this league. But you've got nobody to help him grow as a player in the league, and that's part of the process. You can go back, look at the Rams last year. You know, they had a terrible offensive staff, and we saw how Jared Goff played, and he looked like a bust. Now, this year they bring in three heavily offensive-minded people, one who was here, who was Rex Grossman's coach his first year here, Greg Olson. He's the quarterback coach, and Matt LaFleur is the offensive coordinator, and McVay is the head coach, all strong offensive people. And look at the difference in the Rams' offensive play and the play of Jared Goff. He's playing like a guy who was taken first in the draft, not like a bust. And that makes all the difference in the world. You could say the same thing about Wentz in Philadelphia, the people he's got around him, the people that Dak Prescott has around him in Dallas. They're very strong offensive-minded people. And I'm not saying you have to hire an offensive-minded head coach, but the coach you hire better have the right people, you know, that he's looking at, because part of the interview process is, you know, who's going to be your offensive coordinator, who's going to be your quarterback coach, et cetera. And they better have the right people in mind if that's the direction that they're going to go when they make a coaching change.
What offense could you build around Mitchell Trubisky's skill set and also Jordan Howard's skill set? Because it feels like if you want to do the whole West Coast offense thing and timing patterns, then you're going to do a lot of these stretch plays so you can set up play action. Doesn't seem like he is a stretch play kind of running back. How do you marry both worlds to optimize both talents?
Well, no, he's not the speed guy that you want to run the stretch all the time, but he's the type of back that's very productive in the National Football League. If you can't run between the tackles as a running back in this league, you can't play. You know, because you're not going to live on just the outside run. You're going to hit some of those plays, and you're not. The blocking's there. Jordan can get outside. He has the burst to do it. But he's just, you know, he's not going to do it on a consistent basis. Yet inside, with his vision, his instincts, and his power, his ability to hit the hole really quickly, he can make plays out of that. He's got excellent vision and instincts, and we've seen that inside. And, you know, his production speaks for itself. But, you know, you gotta play to his strengths. I think in the way the game is now, you've got to have two backs, you know, because it just, you know, the wear and tear, the length of the shelf life of a running back is just too short that you can get extra years out of a guy if you've got a complementary back, and you hope that the complementary back is a guy whose skill set is a little bit different so that you can you have basically all bases covered.
We appreciate it, Greg. Always great stuff during the game as a Twitter follow and following up with us today. It's always fun.
Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you later, guys. Appreciate it.
That is Greg Gabriel. He's brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan for gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. When we come back, I do also want to get into this, something he said about having names in mind and about what the Ben McAdoo firing does to affect an overall football landscape now. That of which the Bears should be mindful.
Yeah.
Because this does not exist out of context here. And you've got to be very self-aware of what's going on, about what you are and what you are to a market that is in flux. That and more coming up on The Score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and every NFL playoff game through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Watching the Bills and Patriots yesterday, I still cannot believe what I saw. Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White coming down with an interception and Rob Gronkowski coming off the top rope with a forearm to the back of the head while he was on the ground. I thought I saw that, and I must have, because after the game, Gronk was trying to apologize for it. He said, quote, "It was a couple of times in this game and they're calling me for the craziest stuff ever, and it's crazy. Like, what am I supposed to do?" End quote. What am I supposed to do? I can help you with that, big fella. Pretty much anything other than diving on a defensive player after the play is over. Speaking with former Patriot great Willie McGinnis on my show today, he said that he felt that he would not get suspended because the league would look at that and say that is totally out of character. I get that, because Gronk certainly is not a dirty player, but that was a dirty play. I'm Jim Rome.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support this worthy cause. The American Cancer Society is saving lives with breakthrough research, free lodging, and rides to treatments for patients in need. A 24/7 live helpline, and that's not even all they do. It's easy for you to help. Just buy a bracelet. All proceeds support the American Cancer Society. American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, "Tell us what you want to pay, hey, hey, hey," and the trombone goes, "Blah, blah, blah," and you say, "We'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget," then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, "Savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya." Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 67cash.com and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 67cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 67cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 67cash.com will give me the cash I need fast?
If you need extra cash fast, go to 67cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah, Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That's a new low point of the season. Just when you think that bottom can't fall out, guess what? There you go again. Here's the bottom.
Wait till Christmas Eve against the Browns.
You know, you joke about it.
Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The coach who lacks original thought, creativity, who could not possibly conceive of the right thing to do in the final minutes, exposes himself yet again as a guy who coaches not to lose instead of trying to win. That guy is a flat-out detriment to the franchise quarterback.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He's a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach.
I'm not trying to blend with the crowd.
And he's here to share his thoughts on training for peak performance.
I'm trying to make an impact in this industry.
Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show.
Strength and overall health.
Building more muscle.
The best form of cardio for burning fat.
Sprinting will put muscle on you.
Getting lean, but still maintaining or even gaining muscle.
It's burning calories just sitting here.
Download and subscribe to Joe DeFranco's Industrial Strength Show every week at thenewradio.com app.
This week, in the history of sports, Muhammad Ali had his 61st and last fight this week in 1981. This week in 1987, the Flyers goalie became the first goalie to actually score a goal. That same week, the Milwaukee Bucks won their 1,000th NBA game. In the NFL, San Francisco 49er Jerry Rice caught his record 101st touchdown. Darryl Strawberry was indicted on tax evasion charges this week in 1994. And this week in 2009, Tiger Woods announced an indefinite leave from professional golf to focus on his marriage.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm going to coach this team as long as my key card works. You know, got a great group of players, the coaches, got a great staff to work with. I want to show up ready to go tomorrow and get this thing cleaned up and move on to the next one.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
Yeah, your key card does not work anymore. And the ill-fitting man, I thought it was ill-fitting clothing. I think the clothing fit fine.
It's his skin that's ill-fitting. Right. He's got too much skin.
Right.
He's got bigger over the last couple of years. A lot of stress eating going
just
on.
It's weird. He's sort of like the Vincent D'Onofrio character from Men in Black. Is this better? I mean, it's just something was never quite right, and now...
Or Lou Albano.
The rubber band attached to his face.
Hey, dude, can't we retire that, by the way? Your key card not working? Like, who goes somewhere and doesn't know they're fired? Like, when's the last time you had a homeboy?
Wait a second, try that again.
When's the last time you had a homeboy is like, hey, man, went up to the job after I whooped the boss's ass, key card didn't work. Like, when's the last time that happened to one of your homeboys?
This segment brought to you by Four Winds Casinos in nearby Southwest Michigan. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. When the Giants made that move, it puts them in a different position to now have people across the football world start to think, everybody's always looking.
And if you're tuning in, you know, you didn't hear the news, Ben McAdoo was let go this morning.
And Jerry Reese also.
Jerry Reese.
Full house
Jerry
cleaning.
Thought he was safe.
Well, what happens is that, look what's going on in college right now. And the tired analogy of musical chairs is the one that we always use. But hell, Willie Taggart is going to see if he likes FSU. Herm Edwards just took the Arizona State job. We're going to have to let that breathe a little bit because if you read that press release and listened to his press conference today, that thing's already doomed. That thing,
no chance of success.
Do you see what they're trying to reinvent the wheel now?
You hit me to it.
He apparently does not want to work for a living. And he had one of the strangest press conferences you've ever heard.
Come on, man.
But this is the whole football world. It's not self-contained NFL college anymore. It's not. So when Herm Edwards starts trying to hire people to do all the work for him, where do you think he's going to hire from? The NFL pool. Mm-hmm. Those are his people. And now you get all kinds of cross-pollination here. If the Bears are late to this party, you're going to be late to hiring a coach who's then going to have a terrible pick of assistant coaches. And this spiral always happens to the Bears. It happened with the whole Dave McGinnis fiasco that ended up with Dick Geron. And the music had stopped. By the time Dick Geron was hired, Gary Croton, Greg Blosch. I mean, they brought guys in.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yes! You're grabbing guys. Oh, well.
Guys who were never noted after their Bears tenure as being the guys that you want on your staff.
Well, let's try this.
Adam Gase is the only guy in the last, I'd say, what, 7-8 years where you're like, somebody wanted him.
I kept hearing Mel Tucker's name invoked, but it's college.
Hey, Mel's getting back to the CFP. Put some damn respect on Mel Tucker's name, all right?
It's college.
It's Toronto.
It's college. But, hey, I am hearing his name, which means he's probably going to get a better job. But the Bears have to be aware. It's only so long you can rely on we're a heritage football team and the team of Butkus and Sayers. And that was 100 years ago. I mean, you're talking forever ago. You're a Super Bowl. Nobody remembers you winning a Super Bowl anymore, except for guys farting on some stupid Bridgeport. Nobody cares. You got to actually prove your mettle, prove your bona fides to real coaches.
That's all the guys at the Cork of the Park, by the way.
The guys, I didn't mention that by name.
Just saying. I mean, damn, you know, can a guy get a beer and listen to the show and fart at the same time?
You have to understand that you can't just say we're the Bears. We're going to attract the best and the brightest. Yeah. Really evaluate what you are and what you think. Who's going to come flocking to you the longer you wait on this? And I'm not necessarily saying you got to have some interim guy who makes all the difference this year, but just to have the opening discussed, the back channel conversations when they say, hey, if I get the Bears gig, you're coming with me. Right. I mean, you know how this works?
Guys get their guys ready.
Yes, guys ready.
Hey, put a couple calls out.
Put call the band
out to
together.
Atlanta. Hey, I know right. You're a quarterback's coach here. You want to call plays? This Bears job's opening up.
I'm interviewing for this Bears thing. You with me?
See, you went a different route than I thought you were going to go on this because of the Ben McAdoo and New York Giants situation. I was going to ask Greg Gabriel this. We were up against the clock. What are you selling if you're the Bears, though? Because now what happens is the Giants are selling, hey, you can pick whatever quarterback you want because Eli's going to be in Jacksonville trying to win a Super Bowl with that defense. And I'll be damned if he don't get close if he's still, you know, okay, Eli, because they don't need much. But the Giants will sell to a GM and a coach. You get to pick your quarterback, and you have one of the fastest starters at the wide receiver position in NFL history, and Odell Beckham Jr. coming off an injury. You got Sterling Shepard, who has quickly become one of the better slot guys when he's not on the forced to play the boundary.
Still
in the
got
game.
Landon Collins.
Evan Ingram is becoming a star. I don't know, you know, Giants are getting their asses kicked, but Evan Ingram at tight end is becoming a really, really good player in his first year out of Ole Miss. You got to worry about those, not worry, but you have to, like you said, understand the landscape. See, that's where I thought you were going. You make some great points about putting your staff together. I'm just talking about what you're selling, because this is a sell job. This is a sell job. We always hear, oh, well, you know, who wouldn't want to come coach the Bears? Well, if you look at the last 4 or 5, 10 years, you know, the last guy that they really have this team humming was Lovie Smith. And this city couldn't wait to get rid of him year in and year out.
Your cell can't just be head coach of the Bears because of the brand.
No.
Not anymore.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Mitch Trubisky was 12 for 15, 102 yards, and a touchdown yesterday during the Bears' loss to San Francisco.
I thought Mitch probably had arguably his best game.
And that's the way Bears head coach John Fox saw it, and Fox not ruling out the possibility that they will just kill off the rest of Kyle Long's season because of his injuries. Bears at Cincinnati on Sunday. LeBron James in town with his Cleveland Cavaliers to play the Bulls tonight. Shohei Ohtani, the two-way player from Japan, has the Cubs on his short list. The busy Blackhawks at Washington on Wednesday, just having completed a stretch of 5 games and 7 nights. NFL Monday Night Football is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, and the New York Giants fire head coach and GM today. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on gift ideas to bring smiles to everyone on your list. Electronic gifts like Bluetooth headphones and speakers or streaming devices and smart home solutions, even as board games like Monopoly. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles at Staples. And join the scorers Rosenblum and Esposito Saturday for a live broadcast from 10 to 1 at the Sears location at Chicago Ridge Mall. Don't miss out on 50% off Craftsman wrench sets and tool storage accessories, and enter in store for a chance to win the new tool storage set. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Chicago sports station.
Let's grab some phone calls.
Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest, okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out them devils. Just saying.
Well,
we're good, brother.
You're going to see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
Does he know where he signed up to coach?
No, that's Herm. Oh, that's Herm Edwards not knowing he coaches the Devils now.
Herm's breaking that old, you know, we talk about it at the meetings, when you're going to become an NFL head coach or a college football head coach and you're a part of the community.
fly under the radar.
Apparently, he does not
tamp
know
down some of that personality, Irv, because those L's are going to come, and you don't want people bringing up your fiery personality or your gregarious personality. Come on, Irv.
Paul Rubino, Devil's Digest.
Devil's Digest, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where are you located, my man?
Right here in Tempe.
Okay, Devil's Digest. Okay. I'm Catholic now. I'm a Christian. Watch out, them devils.
He's Catholic or Christian? Which one?
We're good, brother.
You're gonna see devils all over the place.
I ain't taking it personal.
Yeah, you're gonna see them all. You're coaching the devils.
Coach. He is right about that.
You are now
the end part. You will see him all over.
You are now the head coach of the Devils.
Oh God, this is gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad. Oh God, when will Arizona State meet up with Illinois for that bowl game? Huh?
These are the paragraphs here from the ASU VP. Listen to this. The department's new leadership model, all capitalized, will be similar to an NFL approach using a general manager structure. It's a collaborative approach to managing the ASU football program that includes sport and administrative divisions, which will operate as distinct but collective units focused on elevating all aspects of Sun Devil football. This structure will allow the department to form a multi-layered method to the talent evaluation and recruiting processes, increase its emphasis on both student athlete and coach development and retention, and provide a boost in resource allocation and generation. Quote, our goal for this football program is to reach unprecedented heights, and therefore we need to find a way to operate more innovatively and efficiently than we have in the past.
What does that mean?
This is Ray Anderson.
And that's the trick of the devil.
In the spirit of innovation, our vision for this program is to have a head coach who serves as a CEO and is the central leader with a collaborative staff around him that will elevate the performance of players and coaches on the field, in the classroom, and in our community. And this is the lie it ends with. Equally important, the head coach will be a dynamic and tireless recruiter.
Wow. Now I feel like the devil is just working.
Oh, but he's back! He's back, though! He's back with the team!
Jack in Medina, you're on the score. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Fine.
I go back in history to where now it's pretty much management that's being looked at with the Bears, obviously. And then go back where Bobby Hall did not get signed for $100,000, and he was released. Then you go to Wilbur Marshall, where he went.
No, Jack. I think we're just better off talking about what's happening now.
This is your
don't let's not go back 50, 60 years here.
And the general manager comes up with $18 million to play for Glennon.
Okay,
I mean the perspective of how money.
Okay, let's get to what is your opinion? What's your point? Let's not do a history lesson.
You got to get rid of a general manager.
Simple.
Get a better GM.
Kendall in Naperville, you're on the score.
History of the Bears.
Everyone's clamoring for a coaching change immediately, but I think it's entirely plausible that they can't find anyone to take the job. So you're not gonna get someone from the outside because that would cause more chaos than even the Bears are accustomed to. And I can't think of anyone really who has got the credentials to do it or who has a credible football guy like maybe Fangio. He doesn't want it. I don't think Donatel wants it. I think maybe Pace would like to make a change, but he can't get anyone to take the job.
That's probably not the case, Kendall.
That's
probably not. And just because you can't think of the person to take the job doesn't mean it isn't the job of the Bears and Ryan Pace to have those people on deck. There's 32 of these jobs in the world. I think they can get somebody.
St. Charles, Christian, you are on the score.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Good Christian.
It's actually the first time I've called in to both of you guys. He's calling with Terry. But my point, Dan, I think you articulated it best. I struggle, like the Bears won the Super Bowl when I was 9. And I think it took the Trestman era for me to realize that like the team that I think I root for isn't the actual team that I root for. Like I'm rooting for this Bears, great history, 30s and 40s. In actuality, they've gotten the 2 Super Bowls and the Super Bowl.
I understand what he's saying.
Okay.
I understand.
I guess I don't.
The thought of the Bears in your head as a younger Bears fan is, yeah, Bears, history, Hallis, you know, Butkus, all those things. But we're so far removed from winning that those things should matter, but not as much as they do.
No, and I agree. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say. Thanks for saying it better than I could. But like, I just think it goes back to the Bears need to just re-examine their whole identity. I like the fact that, yes, management didn't like what they saw and made the change. But you had George McCaskey sitting like, we need to go back to Bears football, running the ball and strong defense. And while that might be a win in the NFL under certain, you know, conditions, we haven't ever established an identity or modernized our identity, like moving forward.
Those things stay in the bloodstream, whether you like it or not, with McCaskey saying things about Bears football and Bears weather and all that other stuff. All I know is that the Pittsburgh Steelers drafted a kid out of Miami of Ohio and being the rough and tough Steelers and started airing that thing out in his second or third year and went on to win a couple of Super Bowls. And he's going to the Hall of Fame for it in Ben Roethlisberger. So a great player can change your identity. They just have to draft one, and hopefully Mitchell Trubisky is that one.
The segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics, lost your provider? US Med can help get your testing supplies home delivered at little or no cost. 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Top of the hour, Eric Edholm. There is actual NFL football being played elsewhere around the league. We had Rob Gronkowski suspended a game for an unconscionable hit that gave a guy a concussion.
There were some great games.
There's some really good players out there. We're going to talk about them with Eric Edholm at the top of the hour. Grab some phone calls. Up ahead of that time, we got some... it's a Bears Monday. Let's just figure it out, put it that way. We are chopping it up and trying to figure it out.
How do you feel about it, though? Like, does this one feel different? There's a lot of people are texting, a lot of people jumping in the Facebook live chat. Does this one feel different than any of the others? To me, because of what happened in the last 2 minutes, I thought the Philadelphia game, and we talked about it going into it, that you get blown out here, it's okay to say, you know what, we can't do this anymore. Thank you for your time. We got to move on. Now you get another one on top of that, another crushing loss on top of that. Yeah, I know the team isn't good, but the way they're losing, if you're John Fox, you should be trending upward at the end of a bad season. That's how you stay.
Yeah, but the end game bungling.
You can't do it for 3 years in a row.
The end game bungling and the audacity of insisting that you felt good about blocking a 24-yard field goal. I will not let that go. I've never heard anything like that in my life. You've never heard anything like that in your life, because no coach has ever said anything like that I can ever remember at any level of football, saying we didn't want to give our offense a chance because we preferred our whatever. I want to say it's a 1% league-wide chance of blocking a kick that long. That's really what they wanted to bet on, and those are your decision makers, and they have jobs today. You've got the Bernstein and Goff Show, Bears Monday on the Score.
This is Built for Tough Bears Monday. All day today, it's recap and reaction from all of our shows and team of football experts. There's no Monday like a Built for Tough Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Ford.
Built for Goff here for Xfinity, and I know all the guys and girls are all about their apps on their phone. And I have 4 or 5 apps in my Xfinity folder that control everything for me. It's the future of awesome. As convenient as you want your life to be and as efficient as you want your life to be, Xfinity allows that to happen for you. And speaking of apps, you know, on the X1 box, you have a Netflix app and a YouTube app. Now, I am a subscriber to both of those applications, and whenever I want to go to Netflix or whenever I want to go to YouTube, I press that blue microphone on my X1 voice remote and say Netflix or say YouTube, and it takes me right to the app. I get to watch all the shows that I watch on YouTube when I'm waiting to get my hair cut or on Netflix. I just jumped in. I'm still not starting on The Punisher yet. I want to give that a complete weekend to just dive into, but I've watched Narcos. I've watched Shameless. I've watched a whole bunch of different comedy specials, D. Ray Davis, you name it. So X1 Xfinity has everything for you. It makes your life easier. 1,000 movies plus on demand. Everything you need. I watch Kong Skull Island because my guy Dan Bernstein recommended it to me. I could not live without my Xfinity X1 box. You shouldn't either. Get started with Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months. When you bundle both, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com today for more details. Offer ends New Year's Eve. That's December 31st, 2017. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support the American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info about the American Cancer Society or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
Mark Rohde here with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. The holidays are here full force. That means credit card bills are piling up. They are a pain, Ryan. What can we do about it?
You know, I have a perfect loan for all the listeners. It's called a cash-out refinance. It's just as easy as a normal refinance at the home loan expert office, but we don't stop there. We get you the lower interest rate, and we get you the cash that you need so that you can pay off those credit cards once and for all. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply on loan for a cash-out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. Thanks so much, Mark. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois. Residential mortgage licensee.
How big is date night?
You look beautiful, honey.
And if you want, you can use MasterPass to pick up the tab for that special dinner so you can be home for bedtime. More time with your family? Priceless. MasterPass, the simple way to pay online and on your phone. Don't just buy it. MasterPass it. Sign up for your CityPay MasterPass at masterpass.com/city.
Available at participating merchants.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We are talking about the world's softest pajamas available exclusively at, that's right, it's Pajamagram season. Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, and this year, softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, actually, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes a free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is absolutely guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Want a free $5 gift card from participating Pepe's Mexican restaurants? Of course you do. So with every $25 gift card you purchase, Pepe's will give you a $5 gift card free. Pepe's is perfect for just about anyone on your holiday gift list. So stop in today.
Oh, 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
U.S. and Canada.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When you look at the helmet of the Bears, I mean, that is the NFL. It's the history of the NFL. There's only a handful of teams that go back, and whether it's Hallis and the Bears and the New York Giants, and there's just something special about that. The fact that it's Chicago. It's a storied franchise. How do you not? There's got to be, for any coach, and let's make it very, very quick, because now people, well, Billick's lobbying for the job. I'm done coaching. I'm not lobbying for the job of coaching. They ought to keep John Fox. Don't anybody go crazy with this. I'm just, the Chicago Bears, when you look as a coach, there are certain teams that, had they come calling, I don't care what your situation is, it's the Chicago Bears. It's got to be a dream job for any coach that's been in coaching it for any length of time in his entire life, because it's the Chicago Bears.
Brian Billick, although about a year and a half ago, so I'm not quite sure that still applies.
That's the mystique. That's the mystique of the job, though, Dan.
Money talks, though.
Yeah, we're talking about raw materials when we talk about that money. If the Giants are coming, offering you the same amount of money as the Chicago Bears, and you start to look around, what's going on? A lot of people think that the Giants just gave up on their coach who didn't have a plan and didn't have a voice that commanded them, you know, be the best that they could possibly be. So if I'm looking at that defense, which 2 years ago had, you know, the best trio of corners in the game, and I'm looking at Jason Pierre-Paul, and I'm looking at Damon Harrison, who's one of the better D tackles, and I'm looking at Jonathan Casillas, if he could stay healthy, he was a damn good linebacker. And on the offensive side, I put money into the offensive line. I've drafted on the offensive line. And I got Odell Beckham Jr. coming back off an injury. I have to figure out the running back position. I got to draft a quarterback. Or I can go with Chicago. It's a quarterback that I may or may not have wanted. Now I have to work on. It's an offensive line that is banged up at best. By the way, Cody Whitehair had himself a little bit of a clunker yesterday after having two really good games. Kyle Long, I don't know if, you know, when are we going to start treating Kyle Long like Tommy Harris, by the way? Tommy Harris, who was terrific those first couple of years, and then those injuries took away from what you thought was a terrific talent, and he started guessing snap counts, those kinds of things. Kyle Long now is in a situation where you're happy if he makes it through the game.
This segment brought to you by Meijer. Don't miss the Toy BOGO Nanza at Meijer. Select toys and board games are buy one, get one 50% off, and video games, buy one, get one 40% off this week at Meijer. Tony's in Saugeneh. He's on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Jay, I hope the little man's feeling better, and I hope you didn't sit him in front of that jerk yesterday.
No, he's good, man. Thank you. Appreciate it, bro.
I think on draft day 2017, three franchises were altered for the next 5 to maybe 10 years. And it's the Patriots, 49ers, and the Bears. And I think only one of those franchises is trending upwards. And I think you'd be surprised which one you think I think it is, because the 49ers robbed the Bears in order for them to move up one position. The Patriots that wouldn't trade Garoppolo because they overvalued him at the time, and Tom Brady is going to break. I don't care if he wants to play until he's 62. He's going to end up breaking. And...
but his magic water that costs 15 bucks for 8 ounces. Come on.
And those great interviews at halftime on Westwood One as well.
I think the 49ers are going to be the team to beat in, I'm going to say, 2 to 3 years, because there's stability in the front office and the head coach too. And I think they have a real quarterback now.
I like Kyle Shanahan. I always have.
Yeah, they. You know, I was thinking about this for tomorrow, but the young blood. If you look at the AFC and the NFC right now, and the in the hunt and the playoff race, I mean, look at how different things look right now in the NFC, especially. You got the Rams, who everybody said, "Hey, just give them an offense." You got that defense still intact. This is the thing, too. Sean McVay, in 1 year, has done some things that people are like, wait a minute, why didn't the guy before him think
all
of that?
All it takes is someone who knows what he's doing.
Farrell Cooper and Tavon Austin are two guys who are gadget guys, and he said he never really run jet stuff in his formations before. He's got two guys that he's now running jet stuff with.
Remember what Tavon Austin did to the Bears, where he started out one way, that whole double back play where the Bears are like, what?
Yeah, nah, Tavon's he's freaky quick, but... the Aaron Donald thing, too. Sean McVay watched Aaron Donald's tape from last year. I read this. He watched Aaron Donald's tape from last year and said, why aren't we putting him on the outside? He's getting double-teamed on the inside and getting neutralized. Why aren't we putting him out there on space in our sub-packages? And guess what? They're putting him out there on space in their sub-packages, and he's getting to the quarterback now at a rate where he's hit the quarterback more times than anybody in the last 2 years, and especially this year. Like, the little things that you would think, oh, yeah, there's an offensive mind who's scouting his defense like an offensive guy should. Like, these, you have to find a... I don't even say a visionary, but somebody who can think outside the box a little bit with something that seems so simple.
That's what Clemson did with that Christian Wilkins, who is
a monster.
Hey, you know, you know what I kept thinking of? I'm old enough that when I see a Clemson guy with that body doing that, he's like the third Perry brother.
And Michael Dean.
Yeah,
Michael Dean.
William, and then Michael Dean. Dean. And
I don't
just,
know the third one.
No, I'm saying he is. I'm saying he's
Skip. You know, Skip I thought he was
Perry,
dead, though.
The legendary
Skip.
But I that's what he looked like to me.
Idiot,
I'm like,
man.
that's what it used to, you know, a Clemson guy.
Boy can move, too.
Yeah, like the off the snap, and you figure out, you put him here, you're not going to block
him. You're
talking
about a rump pumping.
Oh, yeah, you think?
That, Miami and Wisconsin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the next year.
No, Miami and Wisconsin came through for the kid.
Wisconsin.
Came through, but a disinterested Ohio State team was like, oh yeah, we have another Bosa. Unleash the fury on this team so we can take our ass home.
Does Sam Hornibrook know he doesn't play for Michigan?
Hey, man.
Because he was running the whole Michigan quarterbacking playbook on him.
Hey.
All year he's been bad.
People just, they run after foolishness, giving me all their stats and top 50 wins this, top 50 wins that, and Florida boys ran up and down on their ass and then stopped playing. They gave them like three quarters to get back in that game. Like, no, we're good. We don't want to complete a forward pass. We're just going to run this freshman into the ground. And, oh, by the way, you put seven or eight guys in the box, we can't run him anymore.
Yeah, like, well, anytime Dobbins wants to finish off a run, it'll be fine with me.
Hey, he's not fast.
I know, but he's so quick,
he's
though.
He's a heavy-legged true freshman.
He's so quick,
man,
though.
This guy right here, 17 carries for 170-some-odd yards, and finishing off runs.
This was the same
dude last year after the first game of Ohio State. I don't know if this Ezekiel Elliott's got home run hitting power in terms of him not running away from people.
Read the scouting report.
Read my ass.
The same thing
read
about him.
The
finishing speed. Yeah. But that dude is like, he's breaking free, and he pulls away. Yeah. Like, he actually gained space on the guy, and then it's like,
he's got that Jamal Lewis feel to him where it's like, oh, 30 yards, come get me.
And they kind of reel him, it's like covering the ball.
Chuck me down now.
There he goes. Oh, they got him. Yeah. There he goes.
There's some college things to talk about. We'll get into a little bit more tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. We've got a lot to do today, including Eric Edholm with some real NFL football talk at the top of the hour. That's after an update on the score.
Bears fall to the Niners. Oh, it's a new low. Mully here from the Mully and Handley Show, mornings 5 to 9. We've got a full analysis of this wretched loss, Mitchell Trubisky's situation. Plus, we'll take a look at the Bears' upcoming matchup with the Bengals on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Just in time for the holiday season, have I got something for you. And I love my sheets from Brooklinen. I was so happy to have discovered these, and you will be as well, because they're also going to make a great gift, and a great gift for you. And maybe you've always been thinking of upgrading your sheets, because, you know, you really should. But you say, I don't know about sheets. I don't know about anything about the fabric or thread count. Don't worry about it. That's the whole point of Brooklinen, is to take all that garbage out of it. They've cut out the unnecessary markups and all the retail licensing fees and manufacturing waste, and frankly, a lot of the buzzwords and BS, just to give you great sheets at a great price. Luxury bedding, underpriced, and you can mix and match colors, and you click around, and it could not be easier. You'll love them. I love the ones I have. Here's an exclusive offer for you just for listening. It's $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. And Brooklinen's so sure you'll love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. No reason not to give these sheets a try for yourself or as a gift this holiday season. Give the gift of luxury sheets to yourself. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com. Promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever.
Going to the B96 Pepsi Jingle Bash? Then be sure to look for the American Cancer Society elves selling bracelets throughout the building. Buy one or buy a ton in fun holiday colors and support this worthy cause. The American Cancer Society is saving lives with breakthrough research, free lodging, and rides to treatments for patients in need. A 24/7 live helpline, and that's not even all they do. It's easy for you to help. Just buy a bracelet. All proceeds support the American Cancer Society. American Cancer Society, attacking from every angle. For more info or to make a donation, visit cancer.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Hey, man, where'd you get all that extra cash?
Yo, keep it down. I went online to 67cash.com and bam!
Whoa.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. $4,000 was in my account today.
Wait a minute. 67cash.com helped you get 4K just like that?
You know it! 67cash.com's lenders provide fast cash personal loans for up to $5,000 for people like me with any type of credit.
Man, I'm always short on cash. Do you think 67cash.com will give me the cash
I need fast.
If you need extra cash fast, go to 67cash.com. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
8 first downs. 8 total against the San Francisco 49ers on your home field. 8 against arguably...
What was then a one-win team.
Yeah. Mark Trestman had a much better winning percentage than this guy.
I mean, lowest in Bears history. He's past Dave Gibron.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
John Fox is burnt. He's done. And he's talking like he's done. He's coaching like he's done. That was an abomination. That defensive clock management at the end of that game, anybody else would be fired. Especially losing to a team with one win already.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Coach Collins and Chicago's Big Ten team host Michigan, Michigan State, and Maryland this season at Allstate Arena. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. No messing around, the way former Bear Olin Krutz was calling it on the Mully and Hanley Show.